I think that the most relevant points that I have mentioned are the following. First, is lamentable that until now, 1 year after the last discussion on the resolution that was vetoed concerning sending the case of Syria to the International Criminal Court, and after the resolution 2139 that mentioned also the need to end impunity in Syria, that the Security Council was not able to tackle this matter. The second point is the question of that all parties in the conflict, the government, the anti-government groups, the terrorist organizations, they are not at all respecting the need of protection of the civilian population. And thirdly, we have also clarified our position concerning the presentation of names of perpetrators. At this point in time, we have preferred to share these names with national jurisdiction or with states using referring to universal jurisdiction. Then the commission is ready to cooperate with those states that can guarantee impartiality and fair trial.
And what are the hopes of the team to investigate the situation within the country?
The government of Syria continues refusing, even if we try very much to explain to the government of Syria that if we have access, they will have a possibility to contribute to the narrative of the crisis. They criticize us for not giving all the information concerning the internal situation, but in fact, we cannot be blamed because, in fact, it's the government that is that creates difficulties for our work. In any case, we have insisted very much in the discussion of this morning that we don't take sides in this work. We don't take side for the government or for the different parties. Our only side is the centrality of the victims in the conflict. And it is exactly that we are trying to do in all the 9 reports that we have presented to the Human Rights Council.